Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Syndicated News again. We're here this evening to talk about software, the type that protects your business, your files, everything that's important to you. It's made by Acronis, and it's a fabulous software that if you have a company, you must have it. They have a program that will help a full system, not just an individual computer, but a full program. A corporation can buy it, a small company, mid-sized companies, doesn't matter. They have solutions for all size companies and systems, and we're going to be talking to them this evening. They have done something marvelous. They've made it to the Inc.'s top 5,000, and they ranked very high on that 5,000 list on Inc. magazine, and we're going to talk about that as well. They're going to give you the numbers and the ranking. They're doing quite well. So this has got to be a very, very good product. On August 26th, we're going to have Michael Johns join us. He's a Republican strategist and a former U.S. federal government official. He's a former speechwriter for the White House. He's going to be talking about best practices that encourage global trade with China. And that's going to be followed by, on August 27th, we're going to have Michael Landers. He's going to join us and talk about Culture Crossings. It's an organization that helps individuals and groups deal with differences in culture when you're traveling abroad and maybe you want to make a presentation to an ethnic group that you're not quite familiar with and you don't know what the protocol is. They're going to walk us through that. So, I mean, now the world has gotten so small with the advent of the Internet. We're so much closer. It's so much easier to do business overseas that we have to learn about different cultures so that we do the right things and courteous. We take courteous steps when we meet people from other countries and don't step on people's toes, as it were. We're also going to be joined by Doug Turner on August 28th. He's the millionaire's concierge. He can get you a $23 million joyride on a space shuttle or have you spend the evening or two in the villa around the world of your choice. If it occurs to you and you can afford it, he's your man. On September 2nd, we're actually going to be talking to a coffee cake contest winner. She had never joined a contest in her life, and she won this one. So it's now on the table of a St. Augustine Inn. It's a bed and breakfast in St. Augustine, Florida, and we're going to be talking about that September 2nd. On September 4th, we'll be joined by Ellen Baumritter, who's written a book to help you place all of your material together so that if you should suffer an illness or cease, your family would know right away where all of your documents are, what steps to take, where your will is, and things of that nature. Seth Semeloff is going to join us on September 9th, and he's going to be talking about the three different areas this magazine is heading towards: L.A., New York, Miami. That's very exciting. And September 10th, we're going to be joined by Aston Martin. They're going to tell us why we need an Aston Martin and why you should buy it from a particular dealership in Naples, Florida that has a wonderful way to capture a client's attention and to take care of your needs, not by doing anything outrageous, but simply, well, they know how to handle courtesy, and they know how to manage a client. And they're special, and we'll talk about that evening. And on September 17th, we're going to be joined by Rabbi Plotkin, who's going to join me and Erwin Goldberg to talk about the future and what books he might write, if any. A very relaxed, informal meeting. Well, I see. We have someone join us already. Welcome to Syndicated News.
Thanks so much.
And I wanted to say that I did see that Inc. magazine, that posting, and your company is definitely on it.
We are indeed. Acronis Inc., which is based in Burlington, Massachusetts, ranked number 295 out of the Inc. 5,000, which is a terrific posting.
And that just came out today.
That just came out today.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ruthie. I'm on as well. This is Ed Harnish.
This is Steve Lawton and Ed Harnish from Acronis this evening. They're going to talk about software and how to protect your files. And they're both here, so we're going to close the switchboard because we want them to speak freely and without interruption. I find that's the best way to try and present the product. Wouldn't you agree?
I would indeed. It's always a pleasure to have a forum like this to speak to listeners that are really quite interested in protecting their digital assets, whether they're individual assets or corporate assets.
And this type of software, I mean, I've heard wonderful things about it, but I don't know the details. So between the two of you, you're going to explain it to us. Yeah?
Be happy to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say to give you a bit of background, the Acronis True Image family of products. These are backup products for your computers, whether they're individual computers or corporate servers or even networks of PCs or servers. And backup has been around forever. But the challenge has always been, how do you actually restore your backup? Having a backup is one thing, but it's not everything. The key is being able to actually get your machine back up and running, and that is where Acronis excels.
Well, let's see now. Well, I wanted to know. It's pretty obvious. I mean, backup has been around for years, forever,
mm-hmm.
So it's not a new technology. What is it that Acronis has? What's the edge that you have over the other backups? Because, for you to rank that high out of 5,000 companies, you've got to be doing something different.
Well, we are doing something different. Traditionally, when you went to back up your computer, and a lot of people still do this, they would back up My Documents, or they would back up maybe just their music, and they would do what's called file-based backup, where you would just copy everything that's in one folder from your computer to maybe an external disk drive,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, and it's a very effective way of backing up individual files. The problem is, if you have a problem with your computer, let's say the disk drive dies, let's say the motherboard dies, all of a sudden you see flames coming out of the computer. If something serious happens,
mm-hmm.
You need to get the computer back up and running, everything, your operating system, all of your software, all of everything that you've configured on that system. You've designed it to run a certain way for you,
mm-hmm.
And you don't want to have to start running around looking for your licenses for your various application software. Do you know where the little card is that came with Microsoft Office that's got those 25 magic numbers that'll turn on your word processor and Excel? Maybe not. So what we do is we take an exact image of your
mm-hmm.
hard disk, and we save that file, and we can save it in any number of places.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happens to your computer, you could simply we give you, if you buy the retail product, we give you a boot disk. If you buy the download, then you can create your own boot disk.
Mm-hmm.
You stick this disk in the computer. Let's say your disk drive dies, you put in a new drive. You don't have to format it or anything.
Yeah.
Just put in a brand new drive. You You put our disk into the CD-ROM drive or the DVD drive, boot the system, and say, I want to restore an image. And the system will say, great, you know, where is it? And you tell it where it is. It could be on a, as I said, USB drive. It could be on a network. And our software will go and take that image, put it right back on that brand new hard disk, and all of a sudden, your system is back and running exactly as you had it the last time
just
you made
it. Just as it was
image.
Before.
Just as it was before. All of your files are where you expect them. All of your software is where you expect it to be. All of the updates, everything that you may have done to your machine to set up your network, to set up your mail, all of the little tinkering that you've been doing, it's all back exactly as it was before.
Exactly as you had it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it going? Is that a something that's? Is it easy? Can anybody use it, or does it require a technician to establish it? Can a person who has never monkeyed with this before put one together and apply it and install it in,
yeah,
in a say a mid-sized company?
It's incredibly easy. You know, one of the things that Acronis has really focused on,
mm-hmm,
is to make the installation process and to make running the product itself just,
mm-hmm,
as straightforward and simple as can be. When you install the product, you get a couple of questions that it'll ask you. They're very straightforward questions.
Yes.
You answer the questions, product installs, and that's it. When you run the product, it's all wizard-driven, so you're going to get some questions, you know. Do you want to create a full backup? Do you want to just back up an image of everything that's changed since your last backup? You know, where,
mm-hmm,
do you want to put it? You know, do you want to write notes to yourself? So let's say you just installed some new software and you want to flag this image as, you know, I've just installed, you know, all these Adobe suites. We give you a place to put that so you can save that image. And let's say 3 months from now your system blows up and you want to come back to where it was today.
Yes.
You can look at your historical images and say, ah, this is the one I want. This is the point in time I want to restore it to. And go right back to that point in time.
Excellent.
So it makes it very easy.
So you don't really, I mean, you can just follow the instructions like with any.
You know, The way we focus on this, the way we look at it is,
mm-hmm,
if there's a disaster in a company, let's say, you know, a major disaster, fires, floods, something serious like that,
sure,
and the company is trying to recover from that, you're going to want your most experienced engineers doing the heavy lifting, the rebuilding of the network. You're going to want technicians to be able to bring back all the machines that were in the company. The product is so easy to follow. The wizards are so simple,
mm-hmm,
that you don't have to be an engineer to rebuild even a server. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. So you have your most expensive personnel assets doing what they need to do, and you can have either a technician or even a non-technical person,
mm-hmm,
restoring the machines.
So you're not really dependent on a technician. That's excellent. So anybody can install it, anyone within the company.
Right. Well, we really focus on, you know, our sweet spot is the small to mid-sized business.
Mm-hmm.
Although we do have products for consumers and we do have products that go into Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies.
Mm.
But we really look at the small to mid-sized business. These are the folks that probably don't have an IT department, or if they do, quite often the IT manager is the guy who sits over by the printer and knows how to change the toner cartridge. All of a sudden, guess what? He's just been elected IT manager. You know, these are not people that have a strong technology background in,
mm-hmm,
in a small company.
Mm-hmm.
But small companies, you know, like big companies, they still have to protect their data. They still have to back up. They still need to do all the things a big company has to do. So you need to have that power. You need to have world class, enterprise class technology that, you know, a regular person can actually use. And
Ed, are you still there, Ed?
I absolutely am. Steve's doing a wonderful job, so I
but
don't
you're so
dare
quiet.
Not interrupt.
We're pulling you right in here.
Now,
Ed, a question for
yes.
you. Question
yes,
for
ma'am.
You, Ed. In a corporate environment,
mm-hmm.
where would you use these products as opposed to some of these million-dollar-plus products?
Well, that's the thing. You know, different products have different uses within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, if let's say, take a Fortune 500 company and the large transactional databases or very large accounting systems running on the big iron, the big mini systems, you would use maybe a system that's a little bit larger than ours. The thing is that we're complementary to that, and you would use ours in the division, in the department, right down to the workstation. So you want to, protect that asset as well. So we can work from the workstation right on up through the servers. We'd use it in a departmental level, 100 users per department, and that sort of environment.
Excellent. Now, backups. What kind of backup products do most companies need?
Well,
what would you say?
It really depends on the company.
You
have a lot of established companies that will currently have maybe existing tape backups. A lot of companies will want to back up to disk arrays because
mm-hmm.
disk storage is getting to be reasonably priced. So you have a lot of different technology out there.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge, of course, is the product that you're using to back up and to restore has to be able to talk to each and every one of these different technologies. We do that exceedingly well.
They have to be compatible.
You have to be compatible. You have to be agnostic. You don't
mm-hmm.
care, what the hardware is out there.
Yeah.
You don't care if, what the hardware is running the machine itself that you're on. So, you know, whether it's an Intel processor or an AMD, whether it's 32 bits or 64 bits, none of that is important to us. All we care about is if you're running, either Windows or if you're running Linux. We handle both operating systems exceedingly well. We'll take an image, we can create, in Windows, we can create highly compressed images. So we're only backing up the parts of the disk that have data on them. We're not backing up the empty parts of the disk. So that makes the backups faster, it makes them smaller. And we can send that backup to tape. We can send it across the network to storage. We can send it to an FTP server, where the image is going to end up on a machine, 50 feet away or 5,000 miles away or, 20,000 miles away. It doesn't matter. We can talk to all of those different types of technology.
For safety, that matters a lot because I've seen companies that store all of their data in the same building that they house their staff. And a simple fire at IBM in Minnesota, I saw half the building went, but
mm-hmm.
so did most of their sales files because it was IBM, and they stored all of their material right in the building. They didn't move it elsewhere. I was very surprised IBM would make that error.
Well, it's interesting that you should mention that because IBM should know better. A lot of companies should know better, and yet a lot of companies will still store their data in just one location. When the Twin Towers went down, below the Twin Towers was one of the largest depositories of corporate backups for many, many companies throughout New York, not only in the Twin Towers, but it was considered, a vault that was completely safe. That's one reason why companies now store their data actually in more than one physical location their backups in more than one physical location. Because when that vault went down, you know, hundreds of companies lost their data.
I remember a lot of them lost years and years of personnel files.
Personnel files, financial data,
mm-hmm.
data that they thought was absolutely positively safe. For that matter, the city of New York had its emergency systems in the basement of the Twin Towers. So the city of New York lost one of its main emergency centers.
That was amazing.
You know, it's tragic. But think about think about Katrina and New Orleans. Companies that may have stored their data, maybe they took disks to the bank and put them into a bank vault overnight, which is a very good way of keeping the data safe. It's away from your machine, away from your company. But the entire city was underwater. So companies are now looking at using FTP as a way of getting their data across the country so they can store it not only locally, maybe they store it on site, they'll store it at a local vault, and they'll store it across the country in an entirely separate area that won't be impacted by a local disaster.
So your software is generally stored through file transfer protocol?
That's
one way of
doing
it. Program? Uh-huh.
That's one way of moving the data from
mm-hmm.
a location. Let's say you have a facility in New York. You could store it in Colorado. You know, that's one way of keeping it off-site.
Now, I want you to tell us a bit more about that ranking on Inc.
That
was released today. Tell us about that. That's very exciting. We want more details.
Yep.
Yes, I'd love to. You know, well, we've actually done, we think, a good job over the past few years growing the business in the U.S. We came to the country about 3 years ago and have just about doubled every year since we got VC funding in the end of 2004-05. We had done 8 million. We did 20, 50, about 93 last year. We'd like to do about 130 this year. And I have to say two things for us, right? One is that understanding who our customer is and really creating technology that addresses their particular needs, whether that's an individual, as Steve had said, right up through the SMB, SME. And second, understanding the customer service, that at the end of the day, when a system goes down and someone has to recover it, it's an emergency. Whether it's a single PC or a server or an entire company, you have to be able to respond to that customer in real time. So it's not like if I lost my word processor, you know, that would be a pain in the neck. And I'd have to call IT and have them bring another one. But if I lose my accounting system and I'm a website that's taking transactions over the website, then I'm starting to go out of business. So I think it's understanding and developing technology for our customers and really going the extra mile to make sure that they're able to recover their data as quickly as possible has propelled us into the position we're at right now.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up. I was wondering, say a company has an emergency and they have a power outage and they don't know what to do with their data. Does your company offer a 24-hour help? Is there someone, a live person they can turn to? And it's 3 a.m, say. And
right.
Is there someone they can call?
Sure. You know that. Oh, good, Steve.
I was going to say that 3 a.m. phone call that's become so popular this year. There is somebody to call. Our corporate customers. We encourage all of our corporate customers to have priority maintenance and support, which gives them a phone number where 24/7 there is a live body that they can talk to. And if there's an issue, they're not just getting an answering service saying, leave your name and we'll call you when it's convenient. If it's 3 a.m, they're getting an engineer, a support engineer that can answer their questions. And if that person can't, there's another engineer sitting right next to them they can. We have, you know, multiple people on the phones 24/7 for our corporate customers. You know, for the consumer, it's a little bit different. You know, we don't necessarily, we do have paid support for our consumer customers. If they'd like to buy a support incident, they can upgrade to that. But
for the enterprise model of your software.
For the enterprise model, virtually all of our customers have regular maintenance and support contracts.
Excellent.
Simply for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Losing data is simply not an option. You know, as Ed said, if you're not doing business, you're going out of business.
And it's very interesting. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, go ahead.
I was going to say emergencies happen at 3 in the morning. They don't happen when you at a comfortable time.
If only they did. You know, it's not always, it's later than 3 o'clock somewhere. You know, we have offices in 13 different countries. In fact, our products available in 13 different languages. So when you're calling at 3 a.m. in the United States, you know, more than likely you're calling a European office for their support center, and you're getting them at a different time of the day. So we truly can do with the follow-the-sun type support, and you do need it when there's a crisis or your system goes down.
Now, I'm hearing a lot about technology, and they call it virtualization. What is that, and how does it impact the way companies protect their digital assets? What is that?
Ed, do you want to talk about virtualization?
Sure. You know, it's simply put, what happens is that when you have a server today, historically, software has really outstripped hardware, right? So the software gets more powerful, and people need to buy bigger hardware in order to support that. Well, the advancements in hardware technology today have brought it to a point where a server running a Windows server-type operating system to handle some, you know, clients, workstations, and files, and email, and those sorts of things, doesn't run to full capacity. The software just can't fill it up. So people end up running 2, 3, 4, 5 different servers, each running at about 50% their capacity, and or 40 or 30, some 20. Maybe peak periods they're higher. End of the month, last day of the month, you're closing your accounting file, your system, then the accounting file, maybe server might be running a little bit higher. So given the fact that this hardware is so much more sophisticated today, virtualization is simply a way to run multiple copies of a server or multiple servers within one physical machine. So we actually segment the hard drive, the RAM memory, the CPU, every piece of that server in there, we split it up 2 or 4 or 6 different ways, which means we'll have 4 copies of the Windows Server operating system running on a single server to fill that to capacity. What that allows you to do is to reduce the number or consolidate the number of servers you have. So if you had 4 physical servers, that means you need 4 times the electricity. That means you need 4 times the redundant power supplies. You need to manage those separately. So it's a lot of overhead for administration. If you're able to move those into one physical machine, then you can reduce the number of the amount of electricity that you use. You can reduce the amount of cooling you have that's required. You can only have to manage one machine, so it reduces the amount of administrative overhead as well. So virtualization is just a technique to allow a single server, a single physical computer, to run multiple copies of an operating system and service more people.
There's another great benefit to virtualization, too, and that is we were talking about disasters. Let's say you have multiple machines, and many companies will, even with virtualization, they'll still have multiple physical boxes that are virtualized to run maybe 10 separate servers. Let's say you have a machine that fails. You can take your backup of each of those virtual machines or physical machines and move them to another virtual machine. So instead of rebuilding that physical box and saying, oh, my gosh, you know, my you know, my database is going to be down until I get this box rebuilt. You don't do that. You just take your image, you create a new virtual machine on another box, you load that image on there, and your database is back up and running, you know, in minutes, not hours or days. It's a lot more efficient use of technology, but also it keeps your mission-critical applications up and running instead of waiting for somebody to rebuild a physical box.
Okay, you just mentioned that. I was wondering, I mean, of the many topics that came up when we were talking about this previously in the software, that expression, mission-critical. Everybody mm-hmm. talks about that and they use that expression. What does that mean, and how should a company address that application? What does it mean?
Mission-critical applications are the applications, the programs that your company just simply can't do without. If you're running a company that sells over the web, then one of your mission-critical applications is going to be your web server.
Mm-hmm.
Email is incredibly important to virtually every company out there now. We all live by our email. We use it for our calendars. We use it for collaboration, for talking to each other. Email is mission critical. Let me give you an example. In a company, accounting is virtually always mission critical. So your accounting server has to be up and running and protected and all that. But you might have another server that's called a file and print server. Well, gosh, you know, if you can't print for a few minutes, that's not going to bring the company down. But if your accounting system goes down and it's the end of the quarter, the end of the month type of thing, and you're trying to file, you know, close your books because you're a public company and you're required to close your books by a certain point, you can't have your accounting servers down. So that's the difference between mission-critical and your normal applications that obviously you need to have, but, you know, they're secondary level of importance. You know, one of the things that we do is we look at these mission-critical applications in two ways. We will be able to take, with our Acronis True Image products, we can take an image of, say, a mail server and capture your entire Microsoft Exchange database. And we will do that exceedingly well with the True Image product. What companies will normally do is run a full backup either once a day or possibly several times a day and save that image. But with an application like Exchange, you know, you need to make sure that you don't lose any mail. So we also offer, we're about to launch a new product called Acronis Recovery for Exchange that is specifically designed to back up an Exchange server. You don't have to have True Image. If you have True Image, we'll work with that. But we realize that this application is so important that you want to have a special product just to make sure that you never lose your mail. And if something happens, you can bring your email server right back to the point of failure. So you don't lose anything at all.
I was looking at the tax laws and the changes concerning new employees in different states. Now, the states are requiring that companies file all that on the internet. It's all web-based.
It's all web-based.
I was thinking, if a company has a change at all and they lost it, I mean, could Acronis be used for those software applications that are, I guess, supporting and sending their data into a state website?
Well, absolutely. I mean, what we would do is, you know, you can literally program our software. You can write a little task, and have the software do back up your servers, on whatever schedule you ask it to. Okay, some people do, as I say, several times a day, to make sure that they constantly have images of their important data. So if something happens, you can very quickly restore that machine. And let's say you had a system failure, while you're transmitting to whatever state, you would go back to your very last backup, and your system would, once you restore your system, you're back up and at that point in time. You could just simply restart that transfer.
Then this is a software that would be very beneficial to any company that has a, and especially, I guess, employees at different locations and different countries. Oh. Even is your software available, and is it compatible with different countries' setups? Because I remember in China, the computers were a little different than I was used to.
Well,
and the software didn't all work.
If you've ever tried to look at either simplified Chinese or traditional Chinese,
yeah,
or if you're in Japan, you look at kanji, each of these languages has their own special requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Acronis is available in 13 different languages, including the two versions of Chinese, Japanese, German, French, Italian, Spanish, Russian. What am I forgetting, Ed? Portuguese,
you're right.
Korean.
Italian, did you say? Right. Australian.
Australian English? Sure.
Yeah.
The spelling is different.
You're absolutely correct. We do have a UK version, so we have a English version.
Mm-hmm.
We have the version we sell in the United Kingdom knows that there's a difference between an S and a Z in certain words. So, we work very hard to make sure that each country has a version that is appropriate. So we're adding languages all the time. Portuguese is one of our most recent languages. So now Brazil, which has a booming technology industry,
mm-hmm.
but until recently did not have Acronis TrueImage in its native language. Now it does. So we're working very hard to expand to as many languages as we can. But again, each time we create a new version of the software, it means translating everything 13 times. that's one of the challenges of being a worldwide
Absolutely.
Company.
Stephen, that's all interesting. But computers, they're still just mechanical devices.
They
break at some point. What
it's
does your company do with Acronis to help? Yeah. How can you help?
Yeah, it's not a question of, will my computer ever break?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, when will my computer break?
Mm.
Because they will. And one of the things that you learn very quickly when you're dealing with computers is that even if you have multiple computers of exactly the same model, they may not have exactly the same hardware inside. And in a corporate environment, this can be a real challenge. Microsoft Windows does not like moving from one computer to another. Microsoft builds in protection so people can't steal the operating system, which is terrific. But it does pose some issues when a company is trying to restore a machine, an image of a machine, to entirely different hardware. As I said earlier, Acronis is agnostic. We separate the software from the underlying hardware. So using Acronis TrueImage, whether it's our Echo workstation or server or enterprise server, we can take an image of a machine, use the Echo product along with the Acronis Universal Restore, and take that image and restore it to entirely different hardware. And that is really an amazing benefit to the IT managers, because now they can move the image to a different machine. And as I said earlier, you know, you can go from a physical machine to a virtual machine. You can go from a virtual machine back to a physical machine, or you can go from a virtual machine to another virtual machine. You can go from VMware to Microsoft Virtual Server. We don't care what it's going to, so long as it's going to a machine that's running Windows. And that's really crucial. That makes a big difference.
In the healthcare industry, mm-hmm. I was looking at a paper that was requesting basically setups that would come in and protect systems and software, where just about every single machine in a given department was different and specialized in one way or another. And in healthcare, with HIPAA and all the absolute private information that has to be protected, what does Acronis have to offer for the healthcare industry? Because there, you go into a hospital sometimes and you've got a professor working on a machine since 1970-something, and he's, you know, you have to fight with him to just bring the operating system up. But the software is slightly different from his machine to the next professor who's working on a totally different type of research project. And can Acronis help in healthcare, where all these systems are united and connected? Because they do share some information, but not all of it.
Well, we work with a number of healthcare companies. And, again, the common thread that will run through all of these healthcare companies is mm-hmm. that they'll be running Windows. So as long as they're running Windows, many of them will be running other operating systems. My wife worked 17 years at Kaiser Permanente in California, mm-hmm. and they used to have two machines on every desk, the administrators. They would have one machine that ran Unix, and they would have one machine that ran Windows. I understand that Kaiser has finally gotten down to just a single machine, a single Windows-based machine. And, yes, we would work fine in the environment backing up the Windows machines. Now, you know, many companies will be running Linux on some of their machines as well as Windows. And we handle Linux just as easily as we handle Windows. No problem at all. We, as a matter of fact, the boot disk that I mentioned earlier, Acronis boot disk, is mm-hmm. based on Linux. So we can handle, you know, open source Linux machines with ease. So there's really no challenge there, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the energy industry, whether it's manufacturing, financial services. Each one of these industries has their own special system configurations. They have their own requirements. We work with one financial institution that said, look, we love your software. We just want to incorporate your software into our interface. Sure, we'll work with them and make that happen. We work with original equipment manufacturers all the time to specialize versions of our software to work with their hardware sold under their hardware name. So we're very flexible in the systems that we back up, and we're very, very flexible in working with partners and building versions to meet specific partners' needs. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
I asked about healthcare because in hospitals, with universities, for instance, medical universities, they'll have 20, 30 buildings, and they're each sending medical information, you know, specific to a patient. It's mm-hmm. going from one department to another, and it's going to be changed over there and back again. And at each step, I was just reading the material, the requirements for the HIPAA protection to be met at each step of transfer, and I was thinking, how do you back that up when it's going to be changed at each glitch? I mean, when you run your software to back up, say, a healthcare a university, a medical university, a teaching institute or something,
mm-hmm.
are you copying everything or just the changes?
Well, you know, it's really up to the IT manager, you know, to implement the HIPAA regulations. I'm not personally familiar with all of the regulations, but what the IT department will normally do is schedule regular backups and then schedule what are called incremental backups. An incremental backup is a backup it's a smaller backup. It only backs up the changes since the last backup. So you can perhaps schedule a full backup in the middle of the night and then multiple incrementals during the day to make sure that you have all of your data protected. Now, when we save this data, a lot of the data that is used in hospitals is encrypted data.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't have just plain text files about individuals' personal health. So there's a lot of encrypted files. We don't care if files are encrypted because we're looking at the ones and the zeros. We image at what's called the sector level.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're imaging encrypted data, it'll be saved as encrypted data. And if that data has to be restored, when it's restored, it's still encrypted because we simply image the ones and the zeros. So the IT manager will schedule their backups based on whatever they need. Now, in a large complex, such as a hospital or a large company,
mm-hmm.
You will have what are called multiple domains. Networks are broken up into domains to make them more manageable. A lot of the backup products, many of the traditional products from some of the very large companies, are designed only to back up within a single domain. But Acronis is able to back up across domains. So that IT manager from their own console can schedule and manage all of these backups across their network, whether it's in one domain or multiple domains, from one point. So it makes it tremendously easier for the IT manager to manage all those backups and to meet those requirements. They don't have to literally go from one machine to another that's in different domains to schedule all these backups. And let me tell you, that can be a real headache if you've got a company or a facility that's got, 20 different domains and you have 20 different backups to schedule. That's nuts. You know, you want to be able to do it all from one console. And we can do that.
And I wanted to know also, all the time, anywhere I've worked, in my own companies as well,
mm-hmm.
or when I've worked for someone else, everybody says, you have to back up the computers. But people still don't do it. Why is that?
You know, because backing up a computer
mm-hmm.
traditionally has been a real pain in the neck.
It's a chore.
It used to be a real chore. It used to require that if you wanted to back up everything on your system, you had to shut the system down and then boot into DOS and run these DOS applications if you wanted to capture all of the data on your machine. And a lot of people just either don't know how to do it, don't want to be bothered by that chore, or they live by the creed, it won't happen to me. Well, guess what? It will. The Acronis True Image family of products it allows you to create these tasks that will automatically back up, and they'll back up whenever you ask it to. You know, I, for example, my personal machine at home, I have it scheduled to create a full backup once a week, and then every day at the end of the day, it does an incremental backup. So I have everything that I've done that day. If anything happens, at worst, I lose a day's worth of work. If I wanted to, I could schedule more backups. In companies, they do schedule more backups. But you could schedule all this. It runs in the background. You don't have to shut off the machine. Windows has what are called system files that some of the traditional backup products, they just can't back them up, because when Windows is running, these files just simply are not accessible. Acronis True Image is able to image these open system files while the files are actually up and running, which means that you literally have no downtime for the users. Picture this. You have a company that has 2,080 employees, okay? And you back up, let's say, once a week, okay? So 2,080 employees, once a week, it takes 1 hour to back up all each of these machines, let's say. So you take an hour out of the day. Well, 2,080 also happens to be the number of man hours in a 40-hour work week for a year. And if you're going to take these 2,080 employees and make them basically take an hour off, no production, no work, you know, that means that each week you're losing 1 man-year worth of work. So you're losing, 52 years worth of production time over the course of 1 year. That's just simply unacceptable today. So you have to make sure that your workers are always capable of working. There's no unnecessary downtime. It just makes sense. I mean, that's a lot of money. 52 years worth of work, that's a lot of money. It's like, relatively high percentage of your employee costs.
Now, your Acronis software, it basically, you can schedule it to run itself, so it's not something that an individual IT manager has to stop and think, okay, I have to back up. He or she can have it run
on automatically.
Schedule.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It runs when... You set it and what's that commercial on TV? Set it and forget it.
Yes.
It's basically that simple, because once it's programmed, you don't have to worry about it. Now, we do also have the ability. Nothing is perfect, so you want to know that image that you made is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
We have built into the product the ability to verify the backup, both, when you make the backup, it can automatically verify it, and if something happens before you restore that image, you can verify the image that you know it works, so when you do the restore, you know for sure that machine will work after it's restored. So we have built-in verification. It's just one more thing that an IT manager doesn't have to worry about. None of these questions.
It seems to provide the manager a little certainty.
Absolutely. Some peace of mind. How often can you get peace of mind these days to know that something that is so important to your company is just going to work when you use it? Pretty important.
This is Blog Talk Radio, where it's Syndicated News, talking to Stephen Lawton and Ed Harnish from Acronis. This is a software that can back up your home computer as well as your business computers. And now I wanted to ask you something else. If you have a company has offices all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all of those offices are based in different countries. When your computers are backing up in different languages, when they come together, I mean, does it all talk to each other, or does it matter that all of these different offices' software is, one is French, one is German, one is English? When you're finished with, when you compile it and you're finished with the backup.
Well, the backups, they'll still be in their own languages.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we create a file. We call it a TIB file. We have our own, .tib, it stands for True Image Backup. We create these files, and the file will be in whatever the language is. But, you wouldn't really be restoring. I mean, you could certainly take an image of a machine. Let's say you back up your machine in Paris, and you need to restore that image because there was a system failure. You want to bring that system up in California. So you can, again, use FTP to transfer that image to a machine in California. Let's say you restore it to a virtual machine there. It'll restore just fine. It'll just be in French. So, we don't have the magic to translate everything from one language to another.
No, and you don't need to. No, that's good enough.
But it will be up and running. And so if there's a disaster in the office, in Paris, the machine can still be up and running, just in a different location in the world. And it, quite frankly, it doesn't matter where machines are based anymore. You know, the news out of Georgia, when the Russians invaded Georgia and some of the systems went down in Georgia, the president of Georgia brought systems back up in Atlanta, Georgia. In the U.S. And all of a sudden, now you have machines being hosted in the U.S. that are, serving users that are halfway around the world. It's become commonplace. So it really doesn't matter where the physical machine is, or for that matter, where the virtual machine is. As long as you can get your system up and running somewhere, that's all that matters, and we can do that.
So which one of you wants to tell me about the home users? Who knows more about that? Home users.
Well, we have a product called Acronis True Image Home, and it's really very easy to use. It's an extremely popular product. It won the Editor's Choice just recently from Laptop Magazine. As the best backup product for laptops. It's, again, very, very similar to the corporate product, but there are a few key differences. The corporate product has the ability to restore an image to different hardware. The home product doesn't have that capability. But the home product does have, for example, almost a one-click backup, where you can say, well, back up my mail or back up my music or back up my videos. So we've customized the product for the home user in that regard. Makes it a lot easier for them to back up, specific types of files. We talked earlier about file-based versus image-based. Well, we're backing up specific types of files, but we're still backing them up as an image. And we have really the best of both worlds here because if you want to back up individual files, you can do that. We have that ability. So we can do file-based. There's another important difference between the two products, and that is for the home users, we've incorporated one of our other products called Acronis Drive Cleanser. It's available on its own. It's a $50 product, but we've incorporated it directly into Acronis True Image Home, which itself sells list price at $49.99. And so you're essentially getting $100 worth of software for $50. The Drive Cleanser product is designed to securely wipe your hard disk. Let's say you have a PC and you're going to give it to a friend of yours, or you're going to donate it. It's maybe getting old, or you're going to change the hard disk in there and you want to wipe all of your personal data off of it.
Okay.
You can simply run the Aquanis Drive Cleanser application that's built into True Image Home, and it will wipe that data so clean that nobody will ever get it back. You don't have to worry about somebody stealing your identity. It's a terrific product for somebody who's, say, moving up to a new PC.
So you would recommend it, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's a great way of going.
Are you up to version 11 now for that product?
We're on version 11 right now. Watch mm-hmm. this space, because we're always adding, new versions and new capabilities. The home product is extremely popular in the U.S. and throughout Europe. We've won awards literally around the world for that product. More than 100 of them. We've won awards from PC Magazine, PC World, in the UK from PC Pro. As I mentioned, Laptop gave us an award here in the States. Just tons of awards. As a matter of fact, we just won an award this week from a magazine called PC News Weekly, Editor's Choice for the home product. So,
well, for those of you who want to have some safety, I want to mention to you that we're selling that product right on our segment, on the Aquanis segment. You can find the Aquanis Disk Director Suite as well. You want to tell us about the Disk Director Suite?
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a hard disk, think of it as like a big filing cabinet with one drawer. There's a tremendous amount of real estate on today's hard disks. And really what you want to do is break that hard disk into smaller pieces. Ed was talking earlier about for virtualization that you would, we divide that hard disk into multiple pieces.
Correct.
So you might want to have one partition that is just for your programs, one partition that's just for your operating system.
Mm-hmm.
One partition that's just for your data. It makes it actually much easier to manage your backups because your operating system's not going to change that often, so you don't have to back that up quite as often.
Mm-hmm.
Your programs, if you're not adding programs, then you don't have to really back that up very often either. Your data is the only part that changes on a daily basis, so you want to back that up frequently. So the Disk Director Suite, we have a product that's designed for desktop operating systems called the Aquanis Disk Director Suite. Works on XP, Vista, and also one called Disk Director Server that runs on the server operating systems. It includes the ability to not only partition a disk, but also sometimes bad things happen to good disks and partitions might just disappear, or somebody might accidentally delete a partition. We have the capability to actually recover partitions that have been lost without impacting the data that's on those partitions at all. So let's say your IT manager is working on a machine and accidentally deletes a data partition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, using the Disk Director Suite Recovery Expert program, you can get that partition back and everything on it. So that's really quite useful. And with the suite version, the one that's designed for workstation operating systems, we have the ability, we have the feature that used to be called Aquanis OS Selector, which allows you to literally create a multi-boot environment. So you can have on one machine You might have Linux, you might have Windows XP, you might have Windows Vista, you might have multiple versions of any one of these operating systems, and they can all live on the same physical disk in different partitions, different drawers, if you will, in the cabinet. And then when your machine starts, it'll ask you, you know, which drawer do you want to open today? Do you want the Windows XP? Do you want the Linux? Do you want the Vista? And you can select which one you want. So that's a really quite a useful tool if, let's say you're thinking about upgrading to Vista, you're running XP today, and you don't know if your machine will run Vista very well. You can create a separate partition and using OS Selector, create a Vista partition. Install Vista, and if it works great, fantastic. Then you'd be able to migrate your entire system over to Vista. But if it makes your machine run in such a way that you're not happy with it, you can delete the partition and be back to just running your XP. It gives you a chance to test out software that that you otherwise might not be able to do.
Oh, that's a very good tool. I was wondering, what about school applications, the academic setting, universities? How is this? Are they taken to Acronis?
We have a tremendous number of schools that use our product. As a matter of fact, we have a new user story on our website about the Freedom Area School District in Philadelphia.
Tell us about that.
That's using our product. They needed a backup product. They had tried a variety of different approaches, but they needed something to meet their special requirements. And actually, the story that's on our website was written by the IT manager at Freedom Area School District. Schools will deploy multiple machines. For example, you might have a computer lab, and you'll have perhaps 20, 30 machines that are all going to have the same software on them. It becomes very important to be able to deploy these machines and know that they're always going to be the same software configuration. It makes it much easier to manage. With our software, we have either through True Image or through a product that we have called Snap Deploy, the ability to literally deploy all of these machines and create just a group of exactly the same machines. Education sites love that. It's popular with training centers. Internet cafes will do the same thing. You want to make sure that you don't have viruses after a day's worth of people using the machines. Every morning, a school or a company can just deploy a brand new fresh image over multiple machines, and boom, now you have a new set of brand new clean machines. Again, very popular in computer labs.
I was thinking, those little internet cafes.
Mm-hmm. You think about all the places people might go and the viruses that they might pick up or the spyware that they might pick up going to websites that might be a little dicey, So now you've just taken care of that because you can deploy a brand new, fresh, clean image right on top of that. And all of a sudden, you have a new machine, essentially a new machine.
So then this software will easily work for the enterprise version for a large to mid-size organization, and you also have the at-home version as well.
Exactly. And, so that's the True Image part of it. Deploying to multiple machines, that would be our Acronis Snap Deploy product. The Freedom Area School District had a mix of some 1,200 desktop and laptops,
mm-hmm.
you know, in high school, middle school, a couple of elementary schools, you know, a variety of other technical facilities. You know, I mean, that's a lot to manage. You know, that's a real challenge trying to make sure that you can image all of these machines, you can, you know, back all these machines up, but also, you know, being able to deploy new machines.
Yeah. I'm very interested in that Drive Cleanser. That seems like an ideal product.
Well, Drive Cleanser, you know, that won 2 years in a row Editor's Choice from PC Magazine. The only reason why it's not winning anymore from PC Magazine is that PC Magazine no longer gives Editor's Choice for that particular class of product.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at what's happening in Europe, for example. The EU has passed laws that say if you're going to be retiring old machines, old computers, mm-hmm. you have to ensure that the data is completely clean. You're not going to be releasing any private data. Here in the United States, I think there's 39 states that have laws that are essentially the same. There's something like a $250,000 fine if a company gets rid of a machine that still has private data from, you know, customers or clients.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty hefty fine per machine, you know.
I'll say.
That runs into some real money. But, you know, you can use Drive Cleanser to ensure that, you know, your machines are clean. And it works so well that I've literally gotten phone calls from police agencies, both here and abroad, that have said, you know, gee, we have this suspect's machine, and they use Drive Cleanser on their machine to wipe this data. You know, can you help us get it back? Sorry, guys. You know, that's the downside of having such a great product. You know, once it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to get it back. Of course, on the plus side, if a bad guy gets your machine and, you know, one that you've, you know, used Drive Cleanser on, they're not going to be able to get your data.
Correct. Correct. And I wanted to also ask you about law enforcement machines. I mean, are they using Acronis?
Absolutely. About a year or so ago.
Especially since that system, I was mm-hmm. thinking about it when you said about isolating the different cabinets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think that would work very well for law enforcement, wouldn't it?
It does. And one of let me give you an example. Vancouver mm-hmm. Police Department in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
I got a call from a detective. I guess this was close to a year ago, year and a half ago. And he said, we have a machine that we took as evidence from a child pornography suspect.
Mm.
And we want to find out, you know, we want to find out what's on their machine, but through normal police forensics, if once they had gone through the hard disk might have been rendered useless. So they said, look, we need a way to be able to create an exact duplicate of this hard disk so we can use different forensic techniques to try to find out what's on the hard disk. So if we destroy one copy of it, we can just bring back another copy of it and test it again. And sure, you know, Quantus True Image works great for that application. They created an exact duplicate of the suspect's hard disk and were able to test it to find the evidence they were looking for.
So it works.
Well, it works. Quite frankly, the detective wouldn't tell me what happened in that particular case, but, you know, what can I say?
It works.
It works.
It certainly does. And I wanted to ask you about, well, as I said, you've got different offices. They're in different countries, and they are backing their files up in their respective languages.
That's right.
Now, does the company, does Acronis have a solution for a company that has multiple locations in multiple languages where they can store their files or their data elsewhere? And I know it's coming in different languages, but will it, I
again,
guess, collect
yes.
it properly?
Using the FTP capability,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can have, for example, maybe one backup server, if you will, that would live in a vaulted area that's protected.
Yeah.
For argument's sake, let's say it's in a mountain somewhere. That's, you know, that's been wired to, you know, to be a secure area. And simply using FTP, you can save your images, you know, from the server in Paris and in Los Angeles and in Singapore and in, you know, Mazatlan. And, you know, we've got to have somebody having a good vacation while everybody else is, you know, hard at work. You know, it doesn't matter where they're based. They can save their images remotely and have them be quite safe. You know, but there's one other thing that I haven't mentioned yet that I think is really quite important.
Mm-hmm.
And this works for both consumers and for corporate users. You know, laptops are everywhere. Laptops, I think, are now outselling desktop machines. When you're traveling...
I use mine exclusively now.
Yeah. Well, I used to have two laptops on my desk here, but my wife swiped one of my laptops and gave me her desktop because she wanted to be able to move around the house more easily and work wirelessly. So now I have a desktop and a laptop here. But when I travel with my laptop, my company laptop, I'm not connected to my normal backup drives. So I still need to make images of my machine. More often than not, the failure that you're going to have on a computer is actually not going to be hardware. It'll be operating system failure. You know, maybe you installed some software that got flaky. Maybe one of your files got corrupt, you know, and you can't use part of your machine. You know, that happens a lot, you know. We have the ability to create a hidden partition on a hard disk, and I use this on my laptop, for example. We call it the Acronis Secure Zone. Windows can't see this partition, but we can see this partition.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take an image of my machine and save this image to the Secure Zone. Now, let's say, you know, I'm traveling and I delete a file that wipes out my operating system, okay? Or let's say I decide to be clever and go into the registry and try to fix something and just completely blow it away. My machine's not working.
Okay.
I'm in bad shape.
Okay.
If I have the Secure Zone, what I can do is when I turn on my machine,
yeah.
I have something called the Acronis Recovery Manager running. I can hit the F11 key even before the operating system boots and says, hey, I've gone to sleep. Acronis will boot up the Acronis Recovery Manager and will allow me to restore that image from the Secure Zone back onto my machine. I don't have to have a disk with me. I don't have to have a boot disk with me. I can do it right from my machine, even though the operating system has been blown away, and
Doesn't
recover
matter.
My machine.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Because we will start before the operating system starts. You get a little a sentence on your screen that says, would you like to start the Acronis Recovery Manager? If so, hit F11. And if you hit the F11 key at that point, it brings up the recovery manager. You can recover an image, and you're back up and running. Now, that's really important for people that travel a lot with laptops.
That's tremendous mobility and protection.
It's outstanding protection. When I travel...
Now, wirelessly, yeah. If I use a Cronus, can I... I'm sending it FTP, can I... Then I guess I can FTP from anywhere.
Well, now, wireless is a little different because you can save an image wirelessly. For example... Mm-hmm. When my wife is using my former laptop here, and she's sitting in the living room, she actually has her machine programmed once a day to send a backup to one of my backup drives that I have on my network here at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a problem. To recover, you cannot recover an image wirelessly, and here's why. In order to get your wireless network up and running, Windows has to be running. And so Windows requires certain drivers to turn on your wireless network and to, you know, activate certain parts of your network. Well, if your operating system is down, that won't work. So to recover an image from a machine that uses a wireless network, you either have to have that image either on the machine in a secure zone,
yeah,
or you might have the image on, say, an external USB drive that you can just plug into one of the USB ports on the machine and boot the machine that way to recover the image. But you cannot recover an image over a wireless network. You can over a wired network, but not over a wireless one. And that's not something about a Cronus. I mean, that's just something that's intrinsic in wireless networks.
Okay. I do other things wirelessly with FTP. That's why I was asking.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
you know,
I
FTP is great, but it's not the panacea. I mean, it can't do everything.
Oh, of course not. I wanted to ask you also about the entertainment industry.
Are they
heavily using a Cronus? Because I would think they would need a Cronus, something this strong.
Have you ever heard of a company called Stargate Digital? This is an incredibly neat company.
What do they make?
Stargate Digital, they're not a manufacturer. What they do is they're a special effects house. So a lot of the movies that you watch today, a lot of the TV shows that you watch,
yeah,
you know, with these incredible effects,
mm-hmm,
those are all done by Stargate Digital. Stargate Digital uses our software on a number of their machines. They have several, I think they're rendering machines, I think that's what they call them, that are used for special effects that, part of the time, that machine has to be a Linux machine to do certain applications that are only available in Linux. Part of the time, they're Windows machines. And what Stargate does is they use our software to deploy an image to the machine when it has to be Linux. All of a sudden, it's a Linux machine. They'll put an image there. They reboot the machine, and boom, it's a Linux machine. And later on, when it has to be a Windows machine, they deploy an image, and all of a sudden it's a Windows machine. Now, you got to remember, you know, the special effects houses are under tremendous time constraints. They don't have time to fool around. So they need something that they know will work first time, every time. Stargate Digital has standardized on a Cronus software. And there was actually an extensive story about Stargate Digital in eWeek magazine. You can find a copy of that story on our website. And Gartner, the consulting firm, just is in the process of preparing its own report on how Stargate Digital manages all of its machines, and not only its backups, but how it deploys new machines. And it's you know, Gartner chose to do this story based on how they're using Acronis software.
Yeah, it's, Stargate it's, looks like they belong to MGM. It's a very big organization.
It's actually an independent company. But it's an incredible company. They have offices in California, in London, in British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia. It's a fascinating company. They do the kind of work that you look at it and say, boy, where did they get all those extras and helicopters and trucks and boats? And, you know, they did a little demo disc, and their director of IT, Dr. Meyer, showed it to me, and he said, now, let you know, here's this picture from one of the films we worked on. Now, let me show you how many people in this are really real. There were two real people in the entire shot, but they had fire trucks and firemen and helicopters and all kinds of things going on. It was just incredible, and it looked so real. You know, you got to love special effects these days.
That's a whole world in itself. So Acronis is now protecting healthcare systems, and they're protecting, I guess, media and entertainment. Stargate, I'm going to spend some time here at that website. Stargate, that's quite interesting. Special effects, absolutely.
Well, you know,
and
we work across all industries. It really doesn't matter to us, because whether you're a big company, a small company, public company, private company, you all need everybody needs the same thing. They need their systems to be up and running and protected. Simple as that. You know, and that's what we do. So, you know, we have companies that are in the services industry, companies like DoubleClick and Amway Korea, financial services, the Desert Schools Federal Credit Union, Ventura Financial, you know, utility companies like Ameren Corporation, Progress Energy, manufacturers like, you know, Konica Minolta or, you know, Cogen, which is in they make wire and stuff like that. Education, we talked about, you know, or in insurance and in government. Hardy County down in Florida was hit a couple of years ago by multiple hurricanes, but they were completely protected by Acronis True Image. And, you know, while other counties around them were having trouble keeping their emergency services running, Hardy County was protected because they had backups of all their servers.
That's an excellent statement. That's a wonderful explanation of how the software can save hours and hours and weeks of work.
Well, not only that, but it saved lives, you know. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but, you know, when there's an emergency, you want your first responders responding. You don't want them waiting for servers to come back up so they know where to go, you know. You need 911 working, you know. You don't want, assuming, of course, you still have phone lines, you know, which, you know, well, even phone companies. We protect, you know, British Telecom, BT.
Mm-hmm.
We protect one of their data centers in Ireland. So, you know, I mean, you name it, we're there. You know, the U.S. military, U.S. House of Representatives, for example, protects their servers with Acronis.
This has been a very educational evening. We've spent it with Ed Harnish and Stephen Lawton of Acronis, and you can find their products at acronis.com. There's a tremendous amount of educational material there that will help you decide which software package you need. And I guess your consulting staff is available if a company is not sure, and they can call direct, I take it? What number shall they use if they need to have you give them an idea of what they need and how quickly?
You know,
what they use?
The fastest way actually would be to send an email to sales at acronis.com. We also do a lot of work through resellers. We have a tremendous network of resellers. We recently won an award for our reseller network from VAR Business Magazine, which is one of the largest magazines that addresses that.
Well, we've had a great night talking about Acronis software, and we want to recommend it to anyone. If you have to protect a business, you want to get some Acronis software on your on your desk, because you're not only going to protect the integrity of your files, you're going to be able to protect them physically should there be a disaster. You'll be, I guess it's a redundant procedure, but that will help save a company's files.
It will, and that's www.acronis.com.
Acronis, absolutely. We've had a wonderful evening with you. Thank you so much for coming, and we would like to invite you back should we have need for
Thanks
further
so
education.
Much.
When you have a new version or you're doing something great, we'd like you to come back and tell us about it.
Be happy to. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Good night, Stephen.
Good night.
That was Stephen Lawton of Acronis. We had a very entertaining understanding of how to protect a company, how to protect a school, how to protect systems, local area networks, as well as small home computers. It's been a lovely evening and very educational. We'll see you here again tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.